Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Three dudes talking about anime. Guess it's important to hear what they say. Are you ever wiping throughout night and day? Now that you listen to the Rant Cafe.
Yo, what's going on, everyone? It's Animac here from Anime Opera. Welcome to another episode of the Rant Cafe Anime Podcast. We were off last week because something tragic happened with our co-host Nux Talk, who we will talk about that soon. Basically, he got arrested for indecent exposure or something like that. Something along those lines.
I've heard a few different things, all bad.
Yeah, we are trying to bail him out. We got some money together with his other podcast co-hosts from the Some Ordinary Podcast to try to post bail. But all you have to do
is donate to twitch.tv/BriggsADA, and that's all going to go towards
the Nuxtalk bail fund.
I promise. Joining us today,
you're not scamming people.
We were so desperate to fill in the vacancy of Nuxtalk, because he's arrested, that we got the one and only back. The world's greatest anime expert.
Yes, anime. Baby, it's me. It's your boy Recon.
Anime Recon.
We missed Nux so much that we needed a little bit of chaos in our lives, and we brought the boy back.
Yeah, we're tired of guests who are just normal people, man.
You need people who aren't normal like me, because I'm not normal. I'm not normal at all. So I'm going to do my best today to fill you all with my, whatever the fuck comes out of my mouth, okay? So get ready.
Anime Recon is currently banned on the Rant Cafe Twitch.
Yeah, please.
In the chat. At the end of today's podcast, I will decide if you deserve to be unbanned or be banned.
Bro, you know 100%. You know 100% that he's going to staying banned.
I'd say it's like 80-20.
Okay, listen, unban me now so I can just, interact with chat, and then you can ban me at the end or keep me unbanned.
No, interact with us. We're on a podcast. Interact with us.
By the way, Briggs, for the OCDs in the building, you got to change the green slightly to the right on my background.
I didn't even notice that.
Chat was already noticing.
All right, you know what? I'm just going to do the ballsy move and just log off of my fucking account.
Okay, so let's talk about Nux's legal troubles. He's been away lately doing personal life stuff, like some vacation time. He hasn't
fucking
been streaming
touching
much.
Grass.
Yeah, he hasn't been touching streaming grass. Much. He hasn't been publishing that much. He still publishes, though. He published a video recently about his arrest on his main channel, Nuxtaku. But so because he was away from the internet, he wasn't on social media, all this stuff. Fefe, also known as Kofifi-chan, ends up messaging me and a bunch of other people. And she's like, yo, so let's, because Nux won't be here for a while to deny it, let's start a trend on Twitter that he's been arrested. And we could all just make up different insane reasons for why he was arrested. And we can get free Nuxtaku trending. And that's exactly what happened. She made a bunch of tweets. I made a bunch of tweets. And then everyone joined in. And Free Nuxtaku was trending for a day straight. Yeah, so it was quite a lot of fun.
It was right after the trend that I started with the whole just taking selfies with people and saying it was Nux. So just back-to-back. This guy's out here not uploading content, trying to live his life and get shit done like IRL. He has a lot of stuff going on, and we're just fucking messing with him on Twitter, starting trends.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, man.
That was Nux.
Nuxtaku.
I love how people thought that was Nux.
Yeah, Nuxtaku face reveal, arrests, all this stuff, and the dude just trying, trying to live
Guys,
his
everyone,
life.
Everyone who thought that was Nuxtalka was literally another YouTuber named Hardvigan. I think that's how you spell his name. Yeah.
Hardvigan.
Yeah, no matter what, I could have made the same tweet 20 times. There's always going to be like one out of the 100 people that are like, is this really him?
He even posted a video with Hardvigan just voiced over by
Yeah, notes. That was fucking funny.
Yeah, he had him dubbed. He
literally went through the comments. Everybody thought it was him. But literally, it was clearly not in sync properly.
No, I know. It was such a troll. I love it. Classic Nux stuff.
I liked it.
All right, Recon. Please. Actually, I haven't been watching much anime recently. Why don't you give us a couple recommendations of some seasonal anime that you think is pretty good?
Well, and but before we move on, guys, before we move on, I do hope that Nuxtalka will be freed on bail after waving his penis at Cinderella at Disney World.
Hell yeah.
He was actually in a Mickey Mouse costume. He ripped off his costume. Just,
and then he did the helicopter with his penis. However, that is not actually illegal in Disneyland. The part that was illegal was him violating copyright by cosplaying as Mickey Mouse.
Oh, man. It's crazy. Whenever Mickey Mouse is going to become, like, open to the public and not, like, fair, not under copyright, they somehow, the laws change and they get, like, another 10, 20 years.
Yeah, like, so it's been 100 years or something, or, like, 90-something years since Mickey Mouse has been invented. And it should have already gone into, what's it called? What's the thing? Public domain, which apparently Winnie the Pooh recently did and stuff. But Disney keeps like lobbying politicians to change the law so that they don't lose the copyright.
That's amazing. So
even though the current Disney, you know, current generation of Disney employees has nothing to do whatsoever with creating the Disney company, with Walt Disney. They're just leeches, essentially. They just leech off of other people's established properties.
Will Nuxtalka be prison shanks? Find out next time on Rank
on Dragon Ball Z!
All right, Recon.
The narrator in Dragon Ball is literally one of the greatest things of all time.
Yeah, it's good. It's iconic. Right. Recon, anime recommendations. Give them to me. I need them. All I've watched is like your boy Kong Ming, which is a while ago.
Summertime. Yeah, I know. I watched your video.
Summertime Rendering. And Bleach. I've been rewatching Bleach.
Yeah, I've also been watching this crazy new anime called Bleach.
Bleach, wow. Amazing. Actually, right, recently, literally not long ago today, I messaged Animac telling him, yo, have you watched Ranking of Kings yet? And he's like, no, but I heard it was really good. So, but seriously, that is like...
That's not the interaction that happened.
You have to watch.
He missed a part there.
I literally
Recon
messaged...
He sent me a screenshot. You got wrecked, kid.
Yeah, so
no, listen. Hey, Animac thought it was a fucking these nuts jokes, but it wasn't.
No, so what he did was, he was like, yo, bro, have you watched Osama Ranking, or whatever it's called, because it's the Japanese name, and I was like, yeah. Oh, you saw my nuts in your mouth? He's like, no, I'm serious. I like the show. And I'm like, yeah, I heard it's a good show.
It is good. It's very good. Recon, anime, go.
Right. So is it, what do you want from like any season at all?
So
or
you,
from this
I
want
to, the first one I want to hear, and again, what we're here for is for you to tell us the anime and then give it your best description, like your best way to try to get us interested in it. I saw you posting about some isekai with like a MILF with big mommy milkers. And you were saying something like, this is better than One Piece or whatever, you know, your classic stupid shit. So can you explain this to me?
An isekai? Oh, no, it wasn't an isekai. I think you're talking about Vermilion Gold, right?
Anyway, it was some like MILF lady.
Yeah,
and you were saying this is better waifu than like Nami or something like that.
From I don't even remember when I did that. That was a while ago, anime. That wasn't even this season.
But okay, well, explain that anime to me. I'll try to find the tweet.
I don't even remember what anime that is. Yeah, just find the tweet because I really don't remember what anime it is.
Okay, while he finds the tweet, Recon, anything currently this season that you're watching that you would recommend, please. You're killing me here.
All right. A lot of people are talking about Lycoris Recoil. I think,
What's it called?
It's called Lycoris Recoil.
Horus Recoil?
Lycoris. Lycoris Recoil.
Lycoris Recoil. Yes. Okay.
It's an anime original made by A1 Pictures. And apparently, I didn't think I'd enjoy it, but a lot of people are talking about it on Twitter. Like, it's pretty big. Like, I don't know why. Well, it's
Have you watched it at all?
Yeah, I'm watching it. So it's basically about, you know, it's a full female cast, which I didn't think it would work. Not a lot of people are fans of, you know, full female casts, but it actually is apparently so. Hell yeah.
A little girl on girl. Good start to your description.
So pretty much, yet there is like a bit of Yuri shit going on here with the two of them because they're really best friends and the interactions are really great between those two. So yeah, if you like that stuff, then do watch it. But basically, this
is I saw
about,
that one coming. Okay.
Yeah, continue. So this is basically about a cafe called Lyco Rico, where they, you know, they just hang about. It's basically a mixture of slice of life and action. So Lyco Rico is a cafe where people come in and eat, but also they don't just do that at the cafe. They also
They don't just eat, bro. Wait for it, because now it's about to get good. Now it's about to get good, Briggs.
They take in special orders. So basically, it's almost like extreme mission.
It's
so
almost like
they
want.
Also, you can give them a cock meat sandwich, or
so. From my perspective, chat. From my perspective, this is what he's told me so far. It's a full woman cast. There's a little bit of girl on girl. They run a cafe and they take special requests. Let's go, Regan. There's actually Yuri in it. You said so.
No, yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that video.
It's not that special.
I saw that.
Request,
it was,
requests where
hentaihaven.com
or even any really pornographic website.
You know what? It's hentaihaven. Okay, but basically they take in orders where if people want, you know, they take on dangerous missions that involve maybe killing people or stopping criminals or anything like that. So that's what they also do.
They run a cafe.
I know. Briggs. When you want to assassinate someone, your first thought should be,
they take on orders like that as well.
There's
so
a cafe
cool.
with teenage girls over there. that's where I'll go find my
I'm going to go to a maid cafe. Wait. I'm going to go to a maid cafe in Japan. Be like, please, can I get an omelet and a coffee? Can you write my name with some ketchup and like a cute heart? Also, can you kill Nuxtaku? with a side of murder, please.
I thought you were gonna say like a Japanese politician or something. Then I was like, bro, too soon.
I thought it was weird at first, like what I was hearing about it. But in the end, when I watched it, I was like, that's pretty cool. Actually, for some reason, it just works. Okay. So yeah, it's pretty fun.
For some reason, I don't believe you. I feel like it doesn't work.
It does though. I thought it wouldn't, but I literally gave it a go and it worked.
Chat. Can we get some yays or nays in chat for fucking Horse Recon Recoil, whatever the hell it's called?
I bet not even two people in chat have even seen it, bro.
Can we get some yays or nays if you liked it or didn't like it?
In the meantime, I did find a tweet, Recon. Okay. It was from July 18th, so not that long ago.
Yeah.
It's you saying, I have a thing for demon mommies, and then some demon MILF shoving her tits in a rando protagonist's face.
Vermeil in gold.
Vermeil in gold is what it's called, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's called Vermeil in gold.
So explain to us this anime.
That is not an isekai anime. That's not an isekai anime. It's just a regular fantasy series that takes place in a prestigious magical academy.
Bro, do they still make regular fantasy series? I thought everything had to be isekai now.
To be honest, a lot of the isekai recently are pretty ass. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, talk to us about Vermeil in gold.
It's not really worth it. It's more like a dumpster fire where it's just, it's trash, no, it's not worth it. It's trash, but you would watch it just for the demon mom.
But what's the plot?
So this guy, the protagonist, Alto, he's basically trash at everything. So he had a set time period to try and summon something. He needed a familiar, but he tried and tried and he can't. And all of a sudden he found a mysterious book that talks about demons and shit like that. And so when he tried summoning from that book, he summoned a high-class demon named Vermeil, where she feeds on his mana by, you know, giving him a kiss and sucking it.
I swear to God, Recon, you literally only watch anime on Hentai Haven. How is this possible? You're literally two for two. You're 2-0. Both of them are hentai. Or could be hentai, based on
Listen,
the description.
Listen, Vermeil is kind of like
every single anime that he ever described could be hentai. That's the whole point. True. That's the whole comedy of it.
I'm going to turn this into a video on my channel called Every Anime Could Be a Hentai.
Featuring Anime Recon. No, I think people underestimate just how entertaining Recon is. I think if like he got more exposure, he would be like, you know, top tier podcast creator, just because he's such a interesting person. Like people, you're talking about how Andrew Tate is interesting and controversial now, and everyone's like, Andrew Tate, bro, Recon is way more frustrating and way more insane and way more bankable than Andrew Tate.
Yeah, I think Recon has worse taste.
Did you say bankable?
Yes.
Why would you say I'm bankable?
I said bankable, but
oh,
we can go
bankable.
With bankable.
Okay.
Well, Recon, I am bankable. Okay, let's move away from the hentai from the hanime.tv for a second. Let's have you watched Devil's a Part-Timer season 2? Because I haven't given it a chance yet.
Oh yes, of course. It's one of my favorite anime.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, but I'm just upset that a lot of people aren't. But I am myself. I'm very much enjoying it.
So I'm definitely going to watch it. Okay, but aside from the fact that people aren't watching it, like you think it holds up?
Well, yeah, I guess. But God, people got to remember, it's been like 9 fucking years, so nothing is really going to be the same. And, of course, it added studio change. So yeah. A lot of people expected, oh, we won the original art style and all this stuff. But like, bruh, 9 years, nothing is going
to
be
the same. Forget about the other people for a second. I'm saying, does it hold up to the original? Is it
yes.
as good? In your opinion. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. And he has tweeted about it before. So positively. So yeah, I'm looking forward to watching it as well. The art style is slightly different, but it's not even that different, honestly. Like,
no, not
it
really.
Almost, it just looks like a little bit modernized. Like, it's not that big a deal. I don't know why people are freaking out.
I feel like the
it's not like, bro,
faces...
it's not like they did like a fucking 3D Berserk adaptation.
No.
Like,
no.
Guys,
it's
please
not even,
show some
it's not even
appreciation.
Bad at all.
Isekai Uncle. What is Isekai Uncle, Recon? Do you know about it?
Oh, yeah. Isekai Oji-san. That is also another big... Well, it's not, I wouldn't say popular, but it is so good, yet so underrated. It is not your typical average generic-looking isekai, but it's actually quite good. It's a reverse isekai series. So it's quite
Explain. Shit.
So basically, it's about this uncle who is, like, addicted to video games and all this stuff, and he's in the hospital, and all of a sudden, he was pretty much sent and trapped into another world that looks like a video game, and he's doing some heroic stuff and shit like that, and years later, all of a sudden, he was pretty much sent back to reality, and guess what? He managed to keep his powers.
Snap back to reality.
And how does he use his powers in the real world? Like, is he a fucking accountant, and he's like...
No, he's not really an accountant. He doesn't have a job. He's just mainly using his powers for like
to smash
with
checks,
his nephew.
Right?
No, with his nephew. He's just using it for like YouTube, and he's using his powers like, oh, check out these special effects, and they're gaining views on YouTube. So it's like a lot of, I don't know, like a lot of references come from like this anime has like YouTube implemented in it, and they're using it to gain views.
Come on, man. Okay, are you telling me the uncle isn't using his powers to just smash bitches and have his own harem?
No.
That is so unrealistic.
No, he's just using it for, let's say...
For clout. He's using it for clout.
Bro, that's so unrealistic, man. I don't even, like...
I think
I can get past the isekai and the reverse isekai.
He's literally trying to become a YouTuber as well.
But I can't get past him not being an old dirty bastard.
Well, how do you
it's
in,
really
in the common age, in order to be that, you got to have clout, Mac. You got to have clout.
I don't know. If you could do like magic spells, bro, you'd get some.
Dude, he's like, there's no point in me saving people and being a hero of the new world and becoming the next fucking Batman, but with superpowers. So an actual superhero. He's like, why would I do that when I could use my powers to get a million followers on YouTube and then get
That's
bitches.
Literally what he's trying to do.
Yo, so why don't you tell me, Recon, what kind of powers does he have?
Really didn't pay attention to the powers, but he has all sort of powers like wind magic, just sort of like magic. He can also fly and thunder and shit like that.
Okay,
so
cool.
He has
cool.
Quite a bit of
so
magic.
Imagine that you are the only person in the world who can fucking fly, and you're like, hey baby. You want to have sex with a man who can actually fly? I'm pretty sure you'd be picking up nicely.
Okay, but why are we going into this conversation about fucking hentai and shit?
Okay, so every single anime you've mentioned so far has been a hentai, but then you...
No!
Or you portrayed it as a hentai, but then now with a dirty old grandpa with isekai powers, you're like, how dare you imply that he would have sex with women?
All right, fine. Yeah, it's a very good show.
He got all four elements. He's a fucking avatar, and he came back to Earth to make YouTube videos. Oh my god!
Basically, the uncle is an ugly bastard. Okay, and he's getting laid. Well, kind of. Yeah, but he is getting.
That's what I've been saying, bro. Like, he should be getting laid. That's all I said.
He's getting laid with the girls from the other world.
And some of the chat is like turning on me. They're like, Animac, that's no
cringe.
No, you're cringe, Animac, and you're too horny. No, I'm not. I'm just talking. Business right now, okay? Talking business. If I was making dirty Uncle Isekai, I know what my audience wants.
Yeah, something called Isekai Uncle, there's no way it's safe for work. There's no way.
It is safe for work.
Damn, that's crazy.
Just go give it a watch, but I know you guys won't.
Yeah, probably not.
Exactly. You know that one meme where I'm like, yeah, I think I sent it to like Briggs or Animax, that one meme where the guy is sitting on a chair describing an anime to his friends, and then like in brackets, I will literally never watch a single episode.
Yeah, isn't that pro ZD?
I think so. But yeah, that's what's happening.
We will literally never watch these anime. That's true.
Is it a comedy? Like what? So he's not like saving people.
No, it's not saving people. It's literally a fucking comedy.
Okay.
Like a full-on comedy. Like nothing, take nothing serious about this anime. It's literally full of, for laughs. Fair enough.
Anything else that's actually worth watching?
Before we move on, this whole YouTubing thing reminded me of something. The fuck is Logan Paul such a good pro wrestler? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. He went to fucking SummerSlam.
No, but have you seen the clips? Like, he's fucking
good.
Yeah,
I've seen him. I'm like, what? I thought he was like...
He's like jumping off the top rope, doing a frog smash or whatever you call it. Like, frog jump? I don't know.
I think he's just, like, a good entertainer, man. There's a reason why he got so successful. He's able to speak, and he used to be a wrestler in high school, and he's a pretty athletic dude.
Yeah, he's very athletic to be able to do that shit, man. Like, that isn't easy. Some people train for decades to be able to do that stuff. Like, obviously... Pro wrestling is fake. It's not a real fight, but it is a gymnastic performance.
Just entertainment.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, I guess, what would be a good comparison? Like, I can't say Keijo because Keijo's real. it's like a play that's scripted but involves a lot of physical...
Hey, Keijo is the best sports anime. I don't care what anyone says. It's better than IQ as well. Speaking of Haikyuu, actually, I've read on Twitter the leaks that Haikyuu Season 5 is apparently announced.
Oh, shit. That's hype.
I'm not going to lie. I'm like, no way. There's no official confirmation, I don't think, but someone leaked that Haikyuu Season 5 is coming out. And I'm like, shit, baby, let's go.
That's exciting. I love Haikyuu.
That is interesting. Fun fact, I believed wrestling was real until I was like 12, and I was very disappointed when I learned it wasn't.
Really?
That's funny.
I was like, people were talking about it on the radio, and they're like, oh yeah, wrestling's fake. And I'm like, no! What do you mean?
Animac was more sad when he found out about wrestling being fake than Santa.
It's true because I never really thought Santa was real. I always kind of like knew it was my parents hiding gifts. Oh, sorry if I ruined that for anyone watching. Well, spoiler alert.
No one under like 15 in our chat, realistically. Otherwise, you're not allowed to be on Twitch.
I know, like before. we talk about like hentai, and they're just like, "What? Santa's not real?
Santa, Santa, you ruined my life."
Yo, did you see that hentai where Santa comes in with his log, with his Yule log?
There's an anime on that.
There should be.
Oh, great. Okay, but anyways, there's another anime I keep telling a lot of people to watch, and it's Yakuza Babysitter.
Oh my god!
What the fuck?
Listen, it's actually really damn good, okay?
I believe it. Honestly, those ones with the Yakuza doing normal things is so fun.
So basically, so this Yakuza guy, he works for a boss, and his boss gave him a very special mission. And that mission is to basically just, you know, look after his daughter. because, you know, the boss has too much work and he doesn't really have time for his daughter, and his wife
is in the hospital
because of a car accident. Yes, his daughter is a child, and this Yakuza guy is basically trying to take care of her. It's a really wholesome, beautiful slice of life series. Nothing bad happens. Definitely no weird thoughts, no loot thoughts. It's all wholesome, okay?
Okay, but it also sounds
the fact
boring.
That you had to point that out makes me feel like it's not.
Because a lot of people will think it like that, okay?
Yeah, we've been kind of gaslighting you just a little bit.
Okay, good. It's a wholesome series. It's really fun.
That's exciting, because I watched... It was
never
like Yakuza,
even seen...
Yakuza House Husband. Have you guys watched it?
Oh, yeah. But a lot of people didn't like it because...
I liked it. I mean, the animation wasn't amazing, but it was fucking funny. Genuinely made me laugh. Great voice acting. I thought it was really, really funny. I loved it.
But yeah,
Way of the House Husband. That's what it's called.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, but it's just sad. A lot of people don't like it. But Yakuza Babysitter is really good. I've never seen anything like it, and it's actually really fun. Like legit, very fun. And I recommend it to all of you.
Nice.
It's very simple, so don't expect too much. Just, you know, get in, wholesome. Yeah, thanks. You know, just watch it. If you're having a bad day or whatever, you just want something sweet and cute, and yeah, that one's for you.
I think I might actually, like, who would have thought? I think I might actually watch that one.
Bro, I feel like we should just make our own anime, Terrorist Dog Walker. And it's about this guy who wants to... It's about Terrorist Dog Walker. It's about a guy who wants to overthrow the government, but in the meantime, his job is to walk dogs.
Bro, what do you mean? You already have literally an anime that you can easily produce called I Got Isekai to Another World with My Truck. Where's the anime, Animec? Mm. Get it in production already!
Oh yeah, what happened with that, Animec? Yeah. Wasn't there like was there an article or a tweet? What was that you sent me?
I'm gonna smash you, Briggs. I don't know, there might be something happening with that in the distant
on future. Reddit. Wasn't there like Reddit?
Oh, yeah. So people occasionally discover the isekai and then they like meme it.
That's what I was talking about, Animec.
Then they meme it, and there was like almost 6,000 upvotes.
Actually, pay a YouTube animator. Let him animate the first couple of chapters, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, pay a... You know how much it actually costs to animate stuff, Recon? Yeah,
like, I know a lot, but you know, it's up to you. But
this
it would
is
be
the anime
so cool
adaptation we actually need.
Yeah.
That's what it was, the post.
Yeah, and it was like almost 6,000 upvotes. But
that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think our audience doesn't like reading. Let's just be real. Like, no one reads anymore. So if we wanted the isekai to be a thing, we would have to make it either a manga or anime. But like that, both of those cost a lot of money. So.
Oh, yeah. I got really upset today.
If only there
saw
was some
Twitter,
alternative.
I got a little bit upset today because I just saw a witness that MAPPA, Studio MAPPA, is doing their very first isekai ever on Twitter, and it got leaked, and it's literally the most generic sounding isekai I've ever seen. It is literally I Got Isekai to Another World. It's literally a cooking isekai in another world with my absurd powers.
Yo, so you could cook but with like blue mushrooms, bro, because they're magic.
It just sounds so fucking generic. So basically, he's overpowered and he's out there cooking it. Like, what? Why couldn't it be better? Like, we need some better isekai out there, man.
Didn't MAPPA animate Attack on Titan, for fuck's sakes?
Well, like, yeah.
You're going to animate Attack on Titan and then a cooking isekai?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That's funny. I bet you it'll be decent.
It just sounds generic. I don't know.
It's funny. I feel like the generic ones end up being better than the ones that are like 9 miles long title with a twist. But I'm actually a refrigerator spider slime dragon in another world with my... I'm actually a baby that just got born. Pet frog.
Guys, you need to chill out in the chat with... Yo, just... Get the isekai animated. Like, it costs like thousands of dollars. It costs like thousands of dollars to animate like a few minutes of something.
Just do it. What, you're a millionaire anime.
Yes, I'm a millionaire recon. A millionaire, depending on the currency, you know. It depends.
Oh, no, but
on the
honestly,
currency.
If you actually do it, imagine the amount of views that you get from doing it.
I don't know. Because that's the thing, right? It's not like we have a massive fan base who loves it and are just waiting for it, right? Maybe there would be a bigger fan base if it was something that wasn't just to read, but maybe there wouldn't. And then it's like, oh yeah, you just spent $20,000. Have fun.
Anyone in chat recently win the lottery and want to send us $20,000?
So make it happen.
Twitch.tv/BriggsADA.
Yeah, I'm sure Briggs will forward it.
Yeah, I will. I swear. No, but, first I'll bail out Nux, and then I'll forward it to Adamek.
No, there
Briggs,
was the
make
whole...
A fucking GoFundMe account and let people fund this.
Our boy Misty... Remember our boy Misty Chronexia? He had a book and he tried to get like it animated into an anime and then the studio took a bunch of his money but didn't do what he was supposed to and it was a disaster.
Yeah, he got backstabbed pretty bad.
Yeah, so I definitely don't want to go down that road.
Well, you gotta find the right people, that's the thing.
Yeah, but that's the thing. To find the right people, you usually need a ton of money. And if you don't have a ton of money... then you got to kind of like take chances with people who you don't know are the right people. Yeah.
We got to pitch it to Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
Yo, I'll message my good friend over at Netflix real quick. Don't worry.
Bro, Netflix has done way stupider Netflix. Things. So,
dude, Netflix anime original. That time I got Isekai to another world with my truck. Easy. Coming soon. Probably next month, honestly.
Netflix has taken dumb risks way worse than that. Like, they've had some shit like The Island, bro. The Island. Or I don't even watch their stupid shit now. I usually watch like international stuff they have. But who knows? Like when they're like Netflix original movie, I'm like, I'm out.
I've been watching more like Disney Plus and Prime Video these days. Although I
bro,
feel
Netflix,
like
you did Netflix, you did Cuties, bro. Like for fuck's sake.
They canceled it, bro. They canceled it.
Like, you did fucking Cuties. You can do isekai with my truck.
They
canceled
it.
Who do we email? Where do I email? Who?
Gotta email Crunchyroll.
Yeah, you worked with Crunchyroll before, Animac. Just make it happen. I'm sure it won't be hard.
No, I've never worked with Crunchyroll. Like, I had Crunchyroll as a sponsor, but you don't really deal with Crunchyroll. You just deal with third-party companies that fill those slots for them.
Got it.
So no, I've never actually dealt with Crunchyroll.
Didn't they do that one really shitty anime? What was it called?
X-Arm?
No, I'm talking about Tower of God.
Oh, fuck Tower of God.
Or the greatest
you
anime.
You want to watch an anime where the protagonist does absolutely nothing? Yeah,
what about,
check out Tower
what
of
about
God.
High Guardian Spice? The
That's
legendary.
What I was actually talking about. High Guardian Spice. They might as well have just Guardian did.
Spice. Bro, High Guardian Spice. Like, The only thing I know about that show is what, like, Spilling the Milk says about it. But
someone in chat just said, email me. I am the owner of Netflix. Source, trust me, bro.
Yeah.
Prove it.
If I was a multi-billionaire and owner of Netflix or something, I would just randomly go to, like, streams and just be, like, thinking in my back of my mind, like, I could buy all of you.
Oh, yeah, we're getting a lot of that.
Thank God he's really not actually a millionaire.
We're getting a lot of One Piece trailers for the live action, and it looks good.
We got actual trailers? Or just sneak peek kind of thing.
No, literally a trailer. You got a fucking full trailer and, you know, the stuff in the backgrounds that they're doing. It looks really good.
Briggs, did you see that?
Sorry, what anime?
It's quite recently.
He's saying an actual trailer for the live action One Piece.
Yeah. No way, really?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I feel like it would have circulated on Twitter and stuff. Like we've seen still images of like the boat, like the Going Merry.
No, it's not still images. It's actually a fucking trailer.
One Piece live action trailer.
It looks good.
1 month ago. It's a teaser.
Yeah, it's a teaser trailer. It's not like a full actual trailer. It's just a teaser, but with actual, you know, footage this time.
Maybe he's talking about the movie Red. I don't think it's Red because he said a live
action. No, it's not Red. It's not Red. It's live action. You get to see
someone
the
says
boat
it's fan made.
Yeah, it's made by Anime Nerd.
Oh, is it fan made?
Then it has nothing to do with the original.
Wait, no, it's not fan made.
I'm pretty sure it's fan made.
There's no way it's fan made. Well, hold on.
Classic
Netflix is definitely after the one.
Yeah, people are saying that's fan-made recon.
Is it?
I mean, it looks cool.
Yeah, but that doesn't. Then it's not at all related to what it's actually going to look like.
So there is.
Oh,
like
is it fan-made? It's got fucking 2.4 million views. How is this fan-made?
Well, you would hope that the real trailer will get more than 2.4 million views, dude. Mm. Like they're putting millions of dollars into this.
Yeah, look at that thumbnail. You can tell that's guaranteed. But yeah, there's a cool thing of them making like the set.
Oh yeah, that they are making.
Set. So that's all I've seen. I've seen like set stuff, but I haven't seen any actual like footage.
That's a shame. It's fan made. I thought that was actually all real.
No,
dude, why do you care about it? You don't even like One Piece.
Yeah, but he likes live action Netflix.
I've watched the live action. Hell yeah! I mean, I've watched live action of Death Note first. I've watched the live action of Cowboy Bebop first, which sucked ass. I'm also going to watch live action of Yu Yu Hashuko first.
Hashuko, yes!
Yu Yu, Hashuko, I don't know how to pronounce
it. Yo, I fucking love Hashuko.
Okay. I forgot what the fucking last...
No, it's good that you forgot, because it perfectly showcases. Because
I've never watched it. And also, Rurouni Kenshin, also that one. Yeah, the samurai one.
I think
also
Rurouni live Kenshin... Action. Is doable as live action. Has it already? It already exists, doesn't it?
The anime does exist.
I mean the live action. Did it come out already?
Star Batsky says, Animac, have you watched Quintessential Quintuplets? No, but Gozen has, and I think he said he liked it or something.
Yu Hashuko.
Gozen likes a lot
cool name.
Of stuff.
Is it called Yu Yu Hashuko? I fucking know.
Yeah, it is Hashuko.
Yu Yu Hashuko. It's actually Hashuko. It's called
Hakusho, not Hashuko.
It's Hashuko x Hashuko. Okay,
yes.
That's the anime. Hashuko x Hashuko. Oh my god!
We'll call it Yu Yu Hashuko. Okay, that's good. That's the.
It's
new
like
name
they're
call it.
They're using Nen, but they're also dead.
I'm sorry, Briggs.
sorry, no, it's fine, like Recon. Piece, like I said, it encapsulates the fact that you know nothing about this franchise and you're willing to just watch it on a Netflix live action, which is the objectively worst thing ever.
I don't
like it's like
shit,
it's like watching Attack on Titan, but only the live action movie.
I don't really care. I can do what I want.
Oh, I know you don't care.
I cannot comprehend how you watched Baratier and Arlong Park in One Piece and didn't like it.
But Briggs, the animation was weird, man.
It's fucking 20
years
old.
I really didn't like the animation.
It's like 25 years old.
I'm not gonna fucking sit through another 100 episodes with that shitty ass animation. Fuck that.
See, I'm telling you, those are the kinds of reasons he has. Like, he doesn't even he doesn't care in terms of story or characters. Like, I don't like the animation.
The Sanji backstory, the Nami backstory.
No, but you should watch anime.
Fucking Arlong and Don Krieg.
It's so funny.
Mihawk.
Briggs, it's so funny when we think that's Sanji's backstory.
Listen, Animac needs to watch Ranking of Kings and he needs to watch Summertime Running because those two right now are one of the best of the year.
Yeah, I've heard that. You know what,
Recon, you should just skip to the post-time skip. There's bigger boobas. You'd probably like it.
What do you mean post-time skip?
Post-time skip One Piece, like 500 episodes later. The animation looks better. There's bigger boobas. Just start in Wano. Just start in Wano.
But that will literally spoil everything. I don't even know what the fuck happened in the past.
Well, you're never going to watch it, so who cares?
You're never going to watch it anyway. That's terrible advice, by the way. I'm giving terrible advice.
I'm not going to skip through a story I'm not going to understand.
Yeah, but who cares, bro? You wouldn't understand it anyway.
Oh!
You need a severely high IQ to appreciate the subtle nuances of One Piece. But, bro, post-time skip, the animation's better.
You guys know I watched Fairy Tail.
Oh, yeah,
right?
So that means you're a genius.
From start to finish.
Yeah, that means you're a fucking genius because you watched Fairy Tail from start to finish.
Dude.
Yeah, because I actually, even though Fairy Tail at the start didn't have the best animation, like almost similar to One Piece, but it was actually so enjoyable that I literally sat through and watched the entire fucking series.
Brig will be like, start in Wano, then go to Baratie, then Impel Down. That is the Jeff order.
You haven't seen Bleach, right?
No, I tried, but I didn't like it, and that's when I watched Fairy Tail.
Bro, you didn't like that first intro of Bleach?
Ichigo kind of whack.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
So you didn't like Bleach, you didn't like One Piece. Did you like Naruto? Nope.
I've not watched Naruto, I just played literally all the games, so I guess I kind of know what the story is. If I played the games, I don't know.
Bruh.
I mean, the games do adapt.
How out of all the long-running shonen was it Fairy Tail that the one that
the only one?
I don't know, man. I just like.
Have you seen like Dragon Ball Super at least and Dragon Ball Z?
I've watched Z. I didn't really finish Super yet. I've completely watched Black Clover.
Just start watching One Piece. You already watched the first 50 episodes, right? Just start watching it up to like 600. Don't worry.
Cringe. No, fuck One Piece. Okay. To be honest, I don't.
What happens if you watch the live action and like it? Will that make you want to watch One Piece?
Let me ask you a question. Okay. Does One Piece have good animation? No, it doesn't. Does the live action have good animation?
Oh my God.
It does.
It's not animation.
It's not animation. And
bro, exhibit
A on why he gets to start at episode 892.
Yeah, and this is why, guys. This is why people always ask, why do these fucking studios make anime with terrible writing and characters, but like they have these amazing animation and like it looks really good, but it's, you know, it's just an empty shell. Because people like Recon only care about fucking pretty flowers and shit in anime and nicely animated boobs. They don't care about the story or the characters.
You gotta understand, sometimes for a lot of people, it gotta look good, okay? It has to look good. If it doesn't look good, yeah, like, let's say if the story is great, but if it doesn't look good, it's just not appealing to the eyes, and I'm like...
I assume you haven't seen...
The eyes just don't want to see it!
I assume you haven't seen Ping Pong, the animation.
No, I have not.
Oh, Rico. Like, you don't need amazing...
Anime.
You don't need movie-quality animation to enjoy a series.
I've watched Haikyuu, and that's enough. Literally the best sports anime.
Honestly, for a second, I thought you were going to get unbanned. And then you went and did something like that.
Oh, shit. Am
fucked
I
fucked it all up.
Am I going to be unbanned? Am I unbanned?
You're permabanned.
Bro, I watched and enjoyed, like, Wok Fu, which is a French anime thing that was... made initially in like MS, not MS Paint, but like Flash Player, like that old, like one of the first video player things to ever appear online. And like initially it's terrible, like the actual animation quality, but it's still an interesting story, man. Like, how can you not get that? Like, bro,
is there any anime that he likes that has bad animation? I'm trying to think. Give
not
me
even
your top
bad,
10
not
recon.
Even bad, but like subpar.
That-
What are your top 10 anime?
My top 10 anime right now?
Right. Of all time.
Yeah.
Of all time. Fuck.
just list off a couple. No specific order.
God damn it. I forgot.
Okay. Gundam, Destiny, right?
The Gundam and Destiny are... What the fuck is Gundam Destiny?
Well, okay, so, fine. You didn't.
How
fall
do
for
I
that
know
one.
Your? How do I know your list better than you? Sword Art Online, Fairy Tail, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
What Bunny Girl Senpai.
High School DxD.
Yeah.
Bunny Girl Senpai, maybe.
Top 10? No, it's not.
Did you like High School of the Dead?
Yeah, but it's not my top 10, even though I really like it.
Demon Slayer?
Nope. Fuck that fucking overrated show.
Ooh, but it has good animation.
I know, it's cool, but it's just so overrated.
It's not even overrated.
Okay, how about you help me out a little bit? It's your fucking list.
Okay, I keep forgetting the fucking names because I watch so many anime. But I don't even keep track of anything. All right, I'm gonna go to fucking Mal.
Berserk 2016, definitely. Thank you for the bits, Hucky Wucky.
Fuck that!
Yo, Recon watched Berserk 2016 without watching the original 1997. So he just started.
I've watched it with you, and you never told me to go watch
it. Yeah, I did! I fucking told you!
Well,
you started in the middle of the story with the worst possible adaptation.
Well, I probably told you before. I don't even remember that the animation probably sucked ass, so I didn't want to watch.
Well, that shouldn't surprise you, knowing what we know about Netflix live actions and stuff. Oh my
god! Just watch Wano, One Piece. Watch the One Piece movie and then watch Wano. Wano looks really nice.
All right, so Fruits Basket is in my top 10.
The new one.
Yeah, of course. Not that.
Yeah, of course. The new one. Why the fuck would anyone care about the original at this point when a new one is out and it's way better?
Yeah, Briggs, there's no way any of them are going to have even subpar animation, bro. It's all just, like, stuff from 2018 up. And
dude.
IQ is definitely in my top 10.
He's going to start with Mob
Psycho is definitely in my top 10.
Mob Psycho's good. What did you say? IQ and Mob Psycho?
Yeah, so, fuck, I got to write that down. Write it down for me. For just, you know. So it was Sword Art Online, Fairy Tail, High School DxD, Fruits Basket, Mob Psycho 100, Haikyuu.
Food Wars? Food Wars?
No, not on my top 10, but I really love it.
Mushoku
Tensei.
Mushoku Tensei. Like Full Metal Alchemist.
Fuck Full Metal Alchemist.
Mushoku Tensei, you put in your top 10.
Best isekai of all time. What do you think?
But you haven't read the novel, so you're going off of just the seasons, the anime that came out?
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy that it's already made your top 10. It's good. It's definitely good, don't get me wrong.
It's the best isekai! I've literally watched so many isekai! None of them come close to this. I'm telling you. None of them come close to what Mushoku Tensei is.
You truly deserve to be the villain.
What is the genre? What does the genre matter? It's either a good anime that you like, or it's a bad anime. Or like the fact that I don't know. It's the best isekai, so I have to put it in.
Yeah.
It's like...
No, I'm not saying it's like...
What about Full Metal Alchemist? How is that not even close?
Because I've never watched it, and I never bother will. No matter
never
how many
times Full Metal Alchemist?
Listen.
No, of course not,
meme?
Man.
Listen, remember the meme that I told you guys, right? No matter how many times you guys talk about it, in brackets, I will literally never watch a fucking single episode.
But it has good animation, too. It's decent animation for its time. It's pretty solid.
Raph's Revenge, of course, he's never seen Gurren Lagann. Come on, man. Gurren Lagann is from 2007.
I've not watched Gurren Lagann, but I know about it. Yeah, I will never watch a single episode. Like, literally, never. Ever. Ever. Till the day I die. You guys look so disappointed right now.
Yes.
You guys look so disappointed. Especially Briggs, like, he doesn't want to be here anymore.
Just let me go play Apex. Just let me go play Apex in peace, please.
There, Recon, I'm no longer disappointed. Now I love you.
Organized! Yo, you never actually showed me any of your animations at all. Show me some of your VTuber animations. What else do you have other than the hard eyes?
Hold on. Yeah, I gotta set it up. Anywho. There. That's a more appropriate one for talking to you.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, Death Note. Well, I did have that in my top 10, but just flunked down so hard because it got boring and I dropped it.
He dropped
Death Note got boring for him, yeah.
Death Note got
How could Death Note be in your top 10 if you dropped it?
Well, it was in my top 10 first. I'm like, yo, this is so good. And after a few episodes, I'm like, this is kind of getting boring. I'm not going to lie.
What are you talking about? At what point did it get boring, Recon?
Like, I don't know. It just, everything was getting so predictable. Like, I don't know.
Like
why,
what?
But because, listen, like, because I've watched the live action, like, some of the stuff is literally what's happening in the anime is happening in the live action. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know what's going to happen here. Like, oh, yeah, I know what's going to happen here.
What are you talking about? The live action is, like, almost nothing like it.
I don't know. I don't know. It's
okay, so stop lying. Stop lying. You're freaking lying right now because you were telling me throughout, you got like a dozen episodes in and you were saying it was amazing. Just admit that you stopped watching it because you stopped watching it because you got into a bunch of seasonal bullshits and then you made up excuses for why you stopped watching it.
Yeah.
I stopped at episode 14 because I got bored.
No, because you probably a new season started and you got into a bunch of seasonal bullshit and you stopped watching it. And then you're like, well, I need a reason not to have not watched it, so it must have been boring.
Well, really? I actually got bored of it. I'm serious. And,
okay, what's the last part you've seen?
I don't even remember at this point. I don't even remember. It's been a while. Yeah, I don't know. I forgot. I, like I said, I watched too much anime. Sorry.
I hate it. I don't like this podcast no more.
Briggs, I'm so sorry. Why can't guys. Why can't we punch him through the screen?
Trust me, I've tried.
Like, since I'm a VTuber, a VTuber, there has to be
You can print my picture out and then plaster it on. I don't know,
It's just a picture, Recon. It's not as satisfying.
And you can paste it on a punching bag or whatever and just, you know, beat it up.
You know what, Animac? I'm going to tell myself the same thing, man. He definitely just watched like 50 episodes of One Piece, if he even got that far. And then he started watching some other crap, and he's like, I forgot about One Piece. I'm just going to make up some shit it looks ugly.
I'm serious.
He has
the mindset of a toddler, I swear.
You guys know I watch seasonal anime, like literally every episode that comes out.
But
like,
why?
You know, and all the older anime that I watch just somehow fades away from my memory.
Why do you do that? Like, why do you watch a bunch of seasonal crap? Like, I don't get it.
Well, he needs to do it for his job.
It's the way I'm built.
Do you do it because of your channel, or do you just do it because?
Yeah.
So you make like videos about all the new ones, or what?
Yeah.
That's fair. So he has to watch it.
Pretty much. And I also just implemented some new content on the channel as well called Every Anime in 10 Seconds. If you guys have not seen that yet, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like us, Briggs, not watching many seasonals because we're busy with our jobs. He doesn't watch classics because his job is watching seasonals. But then instead of just saying that, honestly, he starts saying, it's all boring and ugly.
I got bored of it.
There's no way you could have got bored from
One Piece. I would have literally kept on... That One Piece just sucks balls, man. I'm not going to lie. It's just completely different from Death
Note. Life. Order. Listen, order in my court. My fucking...
You're fucking watching... You really, though, when you're playing the game Ace Attorney, you should actually watch the anime. It's quite good. The Ace Attorney anime is really nice. Death Note just... At episode 14, I just fell off so hard. I'm like, you know what? After I finished episode 14, I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to go watch some seasonal anime. Something more fun and entertaining, baby.
Dude, if you said that at episode like 25, after like certain critical events happen and it takes a different route around 27, 28, I would have been like, you know what? Fine. But at 14, you're still in peak Death Note territory.
To be honest, I'm just busy watching that anime called Isekai Harem Labyrinth one. That one, yeah, that was really nice. Isekai Harem Labyrinth. That's way better than Death Note.
Yeah, explain that to us. Explain it to us, please.
Apparently,
Chad
just said,
please.
Calling the Ace Attorney anime good is somehow his worst take this episode. That's so
please,
funny.
Nobody
Recon,
thought the Ace Attorney
Recon,
anime was good?
Please, explain to us your beautiful harem anime. I'd love to hear it. Or
those
Labyrinth.
Are gorgeous. Gorgeous looking eyes.
Yes, I'm very hyped to hear about this Labyrinth anime, and I'm definitely not thinking about murdering you.
All right, so So it is made by Studio Passion, creators of Studio DXD.
Literally never heard of Studio Passion.
You've never heard of Studio Passion? Okay, they made the new Higurashi. They made High School DxD Season 5. You never heard of them? And they made, what is it called? Mariko-chan? You've never heard of them?
I've heard of High School DxD.
All right, good. Well, anyways, so this is an isekai anime. Guy gets transferred to another world. He's overpowered as shit. Because, yeah, and he wants to buy a slave that he got super horny about, which is a furry wolf. Because, you know, she has big, massive jugs. So, yeah, he just goes to the dungeon, makes some money for an entire, what, 2-3 episodes, and then he buys her, and then, yeah, he literally has sex with her. I'm not even joking. And they both fight in the dungeon together. And then after they come back, they have more sex. Yeah. That's the anime.
God, I wish I left like Briggs. Briggs got up out of his chair and left.
Briggs, come back!
Bro, you just said... You just talked up an anime where a guy buys a slave to have sex with her.
That's literally what the anime is. I'm not even joking.
And you enjoyed it.
Yeah! It's fun!
That anime fucking sucks, Recon.
Did you even listen, Riggs?
Yeah, I heard every word.
See, that's more entertaining than Death Note, am I right?
Anyway, guys, I'm happy I missed it.
No, I even got some more. Wait.
Briggs, this is what he said. I'm going to just tell you this, and then we're going to end the podcast, possibly forever. He said it's an isekai where a guy gets horny for a slave and buys the slave to have sex with her, and she's a furry.
Yeah. That's exactly what the show is.
Oh, my God. That just sounds so much better than Fullmetal Alchemist. I'm going to go watch that right now.
It's just so much more wholesome in the message and stuff, right?
I think the way me and Animec watch anime is just the perfect way to do it. We watched all the good classics, and then every season we probably watch like one or two shows that are like highly recommended. You know, like yeah, I watch Summertime like, Rendering, Your Boy Kong Ming. When Mashal drops, I'll watch it. I'll watch Haikyuu and Vinland Saga. I'll watch fucking even some a little like lesser known ones too. Like,
oh, I'm watching the big ones when they come out. Fucking Blue Lock, Chainsaw Man, Vinland Saga. I'm watching all
of
that.
Of course, Spy X Family.
Yeah.
You gotta watch those as well. Like, we watch the good ones that come out and the good
Speaking
ones.
Speaking of
the
Chainsaw
past.
Man, trailer tomorrow. Let's go.
Yeah, so I think our approach, Briggs, yeah, we won't be able to talk on every anime, so some people are gonna be like, oh, you haven't seen this, you pleb, but it's still better than being recon.
I think if I watched no anime, it'd be better than recon's taste.
Yes, 100% agree.
And thanks, just like guys. That, boys, it's been a great podcast.
Always. I mean, wow.
So what did you guys think? Did you have fun today?
Nux is lucky that he's in jail. That's
a, I wish I was in jail. I'm gonna go commit a crime.
All right, guys. See you again. Maybe next week, maybe never. And until next time, see you, Space Cowboys.
Bye! Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6-packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.